Jenny Goodhart is fascinated by villains. Her interest has taken her to a cold, dark cellar full of some of the most horrible faces in history. She has been to the London Dungeon. Tell us what you found there, Amy.
Well, the Dungeon is an exhibition of British medieval history, but actually it concentrates on torture, punishment, disease and death.
So, you saw some pretty major villains there.
Not specific villains, no, but people who were punished for crimes, whether they were real or imaginary, people who were tortured because they didn't believe in the right things. So, in lots of ways, it's not the villains who were there, but the victims.
Could you describe some of the punishments these victims suffered then?
Well, for instance, in those days, if they wanted you to confess to some crime and you wouldn't, well, they would pile a lot of heavy stones on top of you until you died. Mm. So in that case, we'd say the villain was the man who was trying to get you to confess, but not the person who was actually suffering the torture. I mean, they could do all sorts of terrible things to you, even though you probably weren't guilty at all. And in the London Dungeon, you feel as if you're actually watching those terrible things happening.
How long has it been going?
Since 1974.
And who came up with the idea for such a place?
Well, it was first thought of by a nice lady who was a London housewife. She had three children, and her name was Annabel Geddes. And she started it because she'd taken her children to the Tower of London, and there were all sorts of notices and descriptions of bloody deeds, but there was no blood at all, and the children were very disappointed. And she thought that, you know, perhaps something actually showing the blood did have a place and would have a certain appeal. So she started this.
How did she go about it?
It was difficult at first because she had no experience. She'd never been in any kind of business at all. So she went and talked to a few of her friends and her bank. And then she was introduced to a few film set designers, and so it built up gradually.
How popular is the museum? How many people visit it every year?
Over 400,000.
Why do you think people want to see something like that?
It's difficult to say, but everybody is sort of fascinated by things that frighten them. And I think that because everything that's shown happened a long time ago, people can go and look at it, and when they get to the end, they can shrug their shoulders and say, but isn't it good that we don't treat anybody like that anymore? I don't know why children are so fascinated, but an awful lot of children go there. And you'd think they would be frightened, but they actually love it.
Now, it's in, I think, quite an old part of the city, really. Are there any real-life ghosts there at all?
I'm not absolutely sure. And quite honestly, I'm not brave enough to stay there at night to find out.